So I've just I'm at Doyle's Boston Media Makers, which, by the way, has been a real eye opener. For the last two or three years, I've been absolutely desperate to get down here and meet all these amazing projects and people, and I've met somebody who I've met before.
Hi, I'm Mika Paikala. Good to finally meet you again.
How are you doing? So you did a great little 2 or 3 minute speech there about iOS devices, and you were telling people about stuff that I didn't even know existed, and that was voice commentary that is built into the Apple iOS devices, right?
So basically, yes, the iOS devices from the iPhone, 3GS, iPods, iPads, and now the Apple TV feature a screen reader for people who are blind or visually impaired called VoiceOver. Right. So if you want to take a look at this on your device just to kind of get a feel for it, you can go to Settings, General, Accessibility, and that's where you turn VoiceOver on.
Right.
Now, it's kind of an interesting story. When the iPhone first came out, it didn't have any accessibility or screen readers for people who are blind.
Right.
So Apple kind of went from being public enemy number one to the greatest company in the world.
I bet.
Kind of very quickly by the introduction of VoiceOver and really enhancements to it. For instance, with later revisions, it now supports refreshable Braille displays and Bluetooth keyboards.
Really?
So with my iPhone, I can use Foursquare, Twitter, email, contacts, all with either listening to it with a screen reader or through refreshable Braille.
Show me.
I'll just get it going here.
Okay. So you can double tap?
Right.
Oh my word.
So now I'm on the home screen.
Okay. Oh, and it talks to you. Hang on. Keep doing it. Oh, wow.
So if I open up Catch the Tea, which is a real-time application here in Boston.
Wait. I need to record this on video as well. So like, let's just do that.
Okay.
I'll keep the audio going.
Okay.
But I need to see that on video because I have never seen that before. So you're gonna find train instructions?
So I'll go to double-click on South Station, and I can see, like, it's selected that I'm going in the direction of Alewife.
That's insane! I didn't even know this existed!
So the next train comes in 7 minutes, and it just said that to me with VoiceOver. That because Apple has embraced accessibility, universal design, and inclusion, and all these buzzwords we use.
I have never, ever seen... You have just totally made me discover this stuff. I didn't even know that stuff existed.
And
that
it's even
awesome.
More revolutionary as far as new news is that the Apple TV, which is essentially a set-top box, also has this feature.
Right.
So it's the first, in America anyway, set-top type box
that
a blind person... You can hold the Apple remote and go through the menus and click on things using voice.
So what's this done for your life?
My whole life is in this thing. But, you know, my tea and my email and banking and travel itineraries and any number of Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare.
That for me, I think, will be the story of the week of what I've got out of Boston. And I'm saying that now on my first day that I've been here because there is nothing to top empowerment like that for me. Apple used to be this massive big behemoth who was sort of money, you know, top end, top flight products. But for them to embrace that in that way, I mean, I would have never known how to use that. You just demonstrated that it's super easy, super easy to use.
And the same thing is also on every Macintosh computer has VoiceOver.
Right, right.
Whereas
in
the past, a blind person might have to pay $1,000
for a device.
Reader.
Right, right.
And the same thing on a phone. It was very expensive to make phones accessible.
Right. Oh, that is my story of the week. I am so blogging about this when I get back. Listen, thank you very much for
doing
an audio interview with me. I really appreciate
great
it. And it's great to see you here again.
You too.
See you later, man.
All
thank
right.
you. Thank
sure.
you.
Bye.
Thank you.